underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about, what is it? Find yourself. And now, how you call it? The Bible says in Luke chapter 12, verse 31, but seek the kingdom of God. No. Let me see. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Huh. You know, I don't know if this will be my last message to post, because at this point, there's something God has revealed to me. And the major revelation that I had was be yourself. Because for many years, God was telling me, you know, ministry is not like this. He would tell me, you know, going to vacation and sit down by the water and enjoying the horizon. He says it's actually ministry. I was like, okay. And he said, you know, buying yourself some decent clothes and eating some nutritious and good food is ministry. I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, investing in yourself is ministry. I'm like, okay, you know what? This is not what I grew up learning. You know, because this is not, that's not what I know. What I know as ministry is I'm out there preaching to people. Out there telling people, look, this is how you do it. Come to Jesus. I read the Bible to you and this and that. It's structure. And if I'm a pastor, I need a building and I need congregation. I need this. A structure. And he's like, where did you get that from? I was like, well, I thought of it for a second and I'm like, oh, I think I got it from the world. He said, yeah, that's religion. He's not calling us for religion. No. Follow him. Those were like hints he was giving me. Until lately, I think I went to a restaurant. And I was sitting down eating. And it dawned on me. Okay, the way you dressed, the way you talk to the server, the tip you leave to the server, if you have peace with you, the way you're going to talk to the server is going to give peace. If you have joy with you, the way you move is going to bring about joy. The light you have shines through you. Somebody around you, they're going to see that light. The way you smell, somebody comes next to you, they're going to smell it. The bottom line is, if you carry yourself as the Son of God that you are meant to be, there's not much that you're going to say. If Jesus comes and stands in front of you, the way he's going to look at you, the way he's going to stand and stare at you, the posture, the way he's dressed, he's not going to need much to tell you. You're going to feel it. That is ministry. Ministry, you don't have to talk too much. For example, let's talk about Mother Teresa. There was a guy who wanted to donate to her ministry. But if you look at the story of Mother Teresa, she was in that monastery, if that's how they call it. And she looked outside the window and seen people, children, starving for food. And she was like, wait, I'm in here, I'm eating. And right at my door, people are starving for food. She was like, no. She can't do it. And she tried to talk to the priest and all that. They wouldn't have it. They would not have it. She ended up leaving because she decided, I would rather go out there and die with them than staying here and eat and fighting myself while other people are out there dying. She's like, no, I can't do this. Her heart was not allowing her to do it. That's charity. And if you read some version of the Bible, charity is interpreted as love. That was her heart. And she was out there basically being herself. And watch what happened. It got provided for. So this guy wanted to donate to her ministry. And she was just like, all right, come along with me. And as she went along, she just tend to the needy. And eventually the dude went back to his place and he sent blankets and other supplies. What happened was, as he went along with her, he actually realized that sending her money will hinder her. She doesn't have the time to be sitting now, managing money, funds, or we gotta buy this. No. All she needs is blankets and supplies. Charity, love. Love goes down to where it is needed, provides what is needed, studies and cares to the details, and provides what is needed. Love is not sitting behind your desk and say, I sent $20 to starving kids in Africa. I'm a good person. That's not love. And the reason why I'm talking about love is because the greatest ministry that God has for you is love. And as you learn to be like God, you learn love. You start understanding that charity is the art of love. You cannot love without charity. In the Bible, Jesus said, when you do a charitable work, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Don't go donate because you're having a tax write-off. Don't go donate because people are going to see what you're doing. To boast. No. Don't donate because you expect something in return. Mother Teresa, she's so famous. Why? Her love, her heart was about charity. You cannot love without charity. And charity comes with pain and suffering and sacrifice. Greater love has no one than to lay his life for another. Jesus came and showed us greater love. And he demonstrated through charity. He gave his own life without expecting nothing in return. The life he gave is for you to come to heaven. He didn't come and give his life because God said, oh, if you do that, I'm going to give you a big old mansion in heaven. What? No. No, he did that. It's called unconditional love. Charity. Charity is the art of love. And once you walk in that, once you seek first the kingdom of God, you're seeking love. You're going to demonstrate charity along the way. Your heart becomes charitable. And once you reach that, you become a walking ministry. No matter where you go, you're going to show that charity. And that's what brings healing. Let's go back to that example I gave. You get dressed, you go to the restaurant. And here comes the server, the waiter. And he tend to you. And you treat him like a human being should be treated. You treat him with peace, with care, with love. You don't know what kind of day he was having. But by giving them that love, that care. You let him know he matters. Somebody might have come and treated him like crap. But you came and you treat him like a human being. Like he matters, because he does. If not because of him, you will not get your food delivered to you. He's willing to take that small pay to serve you. So be honored by that. He's a human being. Treat him accordingly, as a human being should be treated. And then at the end, you give him a tip. All that is to encourage him. You bringing some hope, some light in his life. That's ministry right there. That's why God was telling me, you going out to the restaurant is ministry. It was dawning on me now. Because when you go with God. You're shining the light of God wherever you go. So there's no point for you to sit down and put a ministry together, take your time to, oh, I'm going to manage the fund like this. No, we don't have the time for this. Just be you. Be you in God. That's why it's so important for you to find yourself. Because when you seek the kingdom of God, you're seeking God. What do you think is going to happen when God shows up? He's going to show yourself in the mirror. And together, you're going to fix it. And when he fixes it, what do you think happens? You become you in him. That's what the world needs. The world doesn't need another Michael Jackson. The world needs you. If you're going to mop the floor, whatever it is you're going to do, mop it as the greatest ministry you ever have. Mop it with love. It doesn't matter if they come and, oh, put your name out there. No, that's not what you're after. You know who you're standing in front. You're responsible in front of God. God is not going to ask you, oh, how many people praised you for this floor? No. He's going to ask you, did you clean it well? Knowing how you clean it, but he's going to ask you for you to be honest. Did you clean it well? Did you do your job well? When you go to heaven, God is not going to ask you, how many people did you save? No. Did you treat people well? Did you treat your wife well? Did you treat your children well? Because you can bring 1,000, 10 million, how many people you can. Bring them to heaven, no problem, whatever. But if at home, you lose your own children. Or furthermore, you yourself lose your own soul. You're not going to make it. Jesus said it himself. He said, many is going to be like, oh, Lord, Lord, did he not preach in your name? Did he not cast out demons in your name? And what did he say he's going to tell them? Away from me. I never knew you. Did you catch it? He said, I never knew you. Did you catch it? You never develop a relationship with him. He doesn't know you. Develop a relationship with God. Grow with God. And then when you get to that point, you and God become one. You become a walking ministry. Your light, when you shine it, it liberates people around you. You're showing them it's okay to be you. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be free. It's okay to speak the truth. It's okay to shine. Find yourself. Find yourself and walk in God. pick up your Bible. Develop a relationship with God. You don't need me to keep on coming and telling you about it. It's time for you to walk. I'm not here to keep on calling you to come back to me. No, I'm here to usher you to the Master, to usher you to God. And at some point, I have to let you go. Like a child who's learning to walk. At first, the parents has to guide them, be behind them, hold them so they won't fall. But eventually, the child learns to walk. And then you don't have to be behind them anymore. That's how church should be. I'm only here for a short time to be behind you and guide you and usher you. And as you grow, eventually, you grow strong enough. And you go get your own food with Dad, with God. I don't need to be there all the time telling you, read your Bible, no. At this point, I feel like I have spoken enough, and I'm inviting you to do the same. Seek God first. Find yourself and be yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. I'm out.